Good evening, Excellency Chair, Excellency, Honorable Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen. Today, I'm a pleasure and honor to be here in the important Second International Conference on Nutrition. On behalf of the Royal Government of Cambodia and on behalf of the Cambodian delegation, we would like to share with you the information on the current situation of food security and nutrition in Cambodia. We require sustainable commitment and action between the MDG and the nutrition in the post-2015 development agenda. Food security and nutrition has become more and more important development agenda of the Royal Government of Cambodia. As reflected in the rectangular strategy, the National Strategic Development Plan, and the National Strategy for Food Security and Nutrition, and in order food security and nutrition cross-cutting policy and strategy. According to the recent food security and analysis, considerable progress has been achieved over the last decade. Cambodia is fully rice self-sufficient, producing a surplus of more than 3,000 million metric tons of meal rice, equal to 4.8 million tons of paddy rice in 2013. Paved way to Cambodian and important export rice export in the region. Food available all over the country and market are well integrated. Food availability at the national and regional level is therefore largely achieved. Cambodians can be proud to be one of the 63 countries that have already achieved the MDG hunger target of halving proportion of chronic malnutrition by 2015. However, a lot of more still need to be done. The prevalence of malnourishment in Cambodia has been ranked as moderately high in the global map, and the rate of chronic malnutrition and stunting remained high at 40% in 2010. Malnutrition deficiency are still a major concern in Cambodia. The Royal Government of Cambodia has recently established the Technical Working Group on Social Protection, Food Security and Nutrition, which is chaired by the Deputy Prime Minister, to ensure the effective coordination among the cross-cutting issues on social protection, food security, and nutrition. To eliminate malnutrition in the community in all forms, and put effort for better nutrition, better life, the Royal Government of Cambodia in 2014 has introduced the fast-track roadmap for improving nutrition in May, joined the Sun Movement as the 53rd member of the movement in July, launched the National Strategy for Food Security and Nutrition in August, and launched the National Policy and National Action Plan on Early Childhood Care in September. To raise the public awareness on the important nutrition, the Royal Government of Cambodia has allowed to celebrate the National Nutrition Day, which will be held on 6 November annually, and to establish a baby-friendly community and hospital across the country. To celebrate the first Nutrition Day this year, the Prime Minister has delivered a message to the public through mass media, TV, and radio, and the government has also organized the roundtable discussion to show the public under the theme Better Nutrition, Better Life, where important message on the breastfeeding and nutrition during the first 1,000 days of life was figured out. Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, given the cross-cutting nature of the food security and nutrition, with responsibilities spread across a number of government sector ministries and agencies, and a number of development partners, NGO, private sector, require concerted effort, good cooperation, and coordination among stakeholders. It is essential for us to enhance the capacity to overcome the issue by focusing on scaling up nutrition service and nutrition education, improve domestic water supply, sanitation and hygiene, expand food fortification, increase improvement domestic water supply, sanitation, and the availability and appropriate use of nutrition food, and expand food social protection net, and improve mechanism for the management of natural disaster, including adaptation to climate change, and which is still remain a challenge for the present and the future. Finally, we would like to thank Excellency and Lady, gentlemen, and we wish you all the best. Thank you.